Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Better relationships equal better sex. Sinclair Institute, the leader in sex education products for adults, has been saying it for over 20 years. I've seen some of their DVDs, and I highly recommend them. Find Sinclair's ad on my products page on my website, sexwithemily.com, and save 50% off any one item when you put in Emily50 at checkout. Enjoy the show. I promise your sex life will improve. You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and anything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to our podcast, sign up for our mailing list, our RSS feed. You can download my new iPhone app. It's called Kegel Camp. And Kegel's exercises are actually really good for men and women, and they help you have better sex. So I think you should download it now. And not only that, you should give it 5 stars and rate it. We'd be so psyched. We're doing a huge push right now, and everyone's loving it. We're getting great reviews. It's very exciting. Today's show, we will be reading your emails. We have a special guest. I'm going to say that first. We have a special guest on our show today. I'm very excited to have Dan Abrams here. He wrote the book Man Down, Proof Beyond a Reasonable Doubt That Women Are Better Cops, Drivers, Gamblers, Spies, World Leaders, Beer Tasters, Hedge fund managers, and just about everything else. Like, it's hard to say all that one, Brian.
You just wrote that to get laid, right?
It's a long...
Exactly. You know, that's okay. What everyone asked. That's the first question.
Yeah. It's the first question I've been getting, and I'd say in half the interviews I've done, that's been the...
That's a new... You'd say that.
It's been the first question.
That's cool. We'll talk about it later. Yeah, yeah. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah. The answer to come.
Yeah.
Stick around.
Did Dan write this book to get laid?
Stick around.
Okay. Real quick question. On your app, when people go to the iTunes store, what do they search? Do they just
Kegel Camp, K-E-G, or Sex with Emily.
Sex with Emily, no, and I'll pop up?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and my other app is 101 Sex Tips from Sex with Emily. If you have not yet downloaded it, mm-hmm. You can do that as well. And so, Manus, it's great to see you.
You too.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to put it all out there right now. I've got something to say.
All right, go for it.
My phone rang last week. I was driving home, and it was about 1 o'clock in the morning on Friday night.
I don't even know what time it was.
Oh, it was Friday night, because it was after we were drinking, after the show. Medicine, yeah. I'm sort of shocked, and I haven't really processed it, and I just want to process it with the listeners. Menace called me, and he's like, hey, what are you doing? And it was like 1 in the morning, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm driving home. I was driving home from a party. He's like, I'm having sex right now. There's a girl here, and I'm having sex, and I know you don't believe me, and I know you don't think I have sex, and someone's here. And he actually held the phone up, and the girl got on the phone, and then he took a picture. and sent it to me.
Because, you know what?
I think he was blacked out, P.S.
I was blacked out, like, a lot of that night. But I'm just saying that I think going back and thinking about it is the reason I did that is because everything that I share with you, you never believe me, like 90% of the time.
It's not that you're I don't believe you.
Never get laid and blah, blah, and you're just bull, you know.
I never say you never get laid. I never believe anything.
So I told you what was going on.
You know what the problem is? My mouth was agape. I'm driving going this. And then I realized I was listening. I actually listened to you have sex. Uh-huh. And then it was uncomfortable. And then I just hung up. I was like, I'm done. I don't remember you hanging up.
I don't remember getting off the phone.
I know. And
you.
I'm like, I don't even think that you remembered. So then I was like, okay, I love menace. Like, I want to protect his security. Like, I should. But you didn't care. So
I don't care.
Out there. Who's the chick? Are you into her?
It was just a girl. You know, a girl that I'm hanging out
with. She was cool. You take a picture and sit talking to me. She said she wanted you to call me or something. I don't remember.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Anyway,
obviously.
Thank you. That was really entertaining. Yeah. I feel a lot closer to you now.
Good.
Yeah.
We shared an intimate moment over the phone.
I know. I really appreciate that. Okay. So that doesn't always happen on the show.
See what happens when you hang out with Maddie from Stitcher. You know,
I know.
That's what happened to me.
It was his going away party.
Yeah. He's going to launch a network. You can download an app called Stitcher and listen to the Sex with Emily show. And he's doing something with Kevin Smith called Smodcast. So check that out.
That's very cool. Yeah. So it was a very good week. Very interesting week. Lots of things happening. No more drama. No more men drama. I ended it all with all of them.
Right. Okay. Okay. So what happened?
There's something.
What was the last
It was
date?
Stupid. It was stupid. Someone said something.
No. You're not going to get away.
No, like I don't. That. No, really. Like, no, I don't even
saying,
remember.
Your last date, Friday, you went out to some play or something like that, right?
Oh, right.
Something riveting.
With a chick. No, with a girl.
Yeah?
It was not a date.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a date. And then before that, there was a date.
How'd that go?
With someone that ended it.
How many wine tasting places did you go to?
I didn't go to any wine tasting places.
What did you do? Tell me.
I don't. Ugh.
Oh, my God. Come on.
No, we went to dinner. We went to dinner and then nothing happened and I ended
What kind of dinner place?
It was just like some nice
What,
nice
what kind of conversation
I can't remember,
it
was
like
Italian.
Happening?
The conversation happened that I was not ready to move into the next level.
Oh my God.
Okay,
story
we have something. Okay.
Why are you... I know you want to talk to the guests really badly, but we talk about this every single time. The guy wants to commit, you don't want to commit.
No,
so that's why I'm saying... When you get into a relationship or, you know, start courting a guy or a guy is courting you, you need to tell him, look.
I do. I tell him right away.
Look, you
but
can be my boyfriend, but I need to hook up with the other guys, too, at the same time. And
that
everything is good.
I know.
That's the dream.
Doesn't happen. I want
to
hear him. Doesn't happen. Doesn't work. It's not going to work. I've tried it. It doesn't work. No, I am from the beginning now. I'm being honest. I'm like, yeah, you're not the only one.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway, but no, it's not like that now. Now it's I cleared them all out. I had to clear the slate because it got kind of messy. Dan is also significant. We're going to put this brings out there.
Yeah. People are probably wondering why am I doing this show?
He was just like on The View last week. Yeah. He was like on Good Morning America.
Yeah.
He's got a huge, like what you're the legal analyst now at ABC.
Yes,
Chief
I am.
Legal. Mm-hmm. He's on TV every day. Mm-hmm.
And so
I thought you looked
saying,
familiar.
Yeah,
and
why,
people are wondering.
Why the sex with them? I mean, big, you know, but Emily and I are old friends.
We're old friends, cool. And we actually dated.
Okay.
We got fixed up on a blind date.
Oh, I'm sorry
a long
for bringing
ago.
Up while I was pushing
no,
you.
No, this is
from. Oh, he doesn't care.
This is 15 years ago.
Okay.
I don't know about the number.
It's fine.
Long time ago.
Long time ago. We got fixed up. And we got fixed up on a blind date. And it was a really fun blind date.
It
by
was.
Mutual friend.
We had a great time.
What did you guys do?
I remember dropping you off. You dropping me off at the door like a friend of mine's house. Yeah, this is a long time ago.
We went to a bar. We went to like three bars and cabs. We got drunk. We went to dinners. It was fun.
It was
We've
good.
Been stayed friends ever since.
Yes, we
cool.
Have.
So if you've got any questions for anyone who's dated me, you can.
All right, I have a question. Did you actually listen to what she had to say during the conversation? Because like she can go like a mile a minute.
Yeah.
Did you actually like take in what she was saying?
You know, I think I listened. Yeah. I know I listen now.
Yeah.
So, you know, but this is a very
I'm an interesting girl, man. It's unlike the women that you date that are uninteresting and you can't
wait
to get their clothes off.
Yeah.
I'm actually a twofer.
Why
I'm
does
actually
everyone
smart
say that?
And cute.
Cool.
This is true.
Right?
Yes.
So, anyway.
But Dan has this very important book that's out that we're going to get
to. I know. I want to know, why'd you have to, you're already on TV. You don't need to write a book like kissing women's asses.
Yeah.
To get laid.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And that's a fair point. And as a result, one would say, you know, then why write the book?
Yeah.
And, you know, the book was kind of an accident. Meaning I didn't go out and say, I'm going to write a book about women. I came upon an article about women being better than men, and I actually didn't believe some of the stuff that I saw in there. Mm-hmm. And I went and looked at some of the underlying research. I'm a lawyer, so I wanted to see what's the evidence, what do they have? And some of it was anecdotal, and some of it was like studies. And I was thinking, wow, it's kind of interesting. There's been all these studies. I mean, who knew that they do studies comparing the amount of soap used in public bathrooms to see if men or women wash their hands more.
Right.
And I'm like, who's doing these studies? It's kind of unbelievable that all these studies are out there. So I started looking at more and more studies, and I started finding more, some of them totally light and ridiculous, and some of them really serious about how the evidence shows that women are better than men in a lot of areas. So I put it into a book, and hence came Man Down.
Man Down. It's good.
And
it's
by the way,
and women
you guys will appreciate the fact that on occasion, when I want to send something to people about the book, it will end up in their spam folder because of the term man down.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it seems pornographic.
Yes. I had to change my email. I have to use my personal email most of the time because it does get,
Now, my question
spammed.
Is, did you find out in this book or through that research that women can't make decisions? So never ask them, where do you want to go eat?
No. You know
the
what?
The book found that women are better decision makers.
How is that possible?
I'll tell you, one of the areas was, I'll give you an example. It's about giving directions. All right.
Yeah.
The problem is the guys will wing it, right? Mm-hmm. The guys will just say, oh, yeah. You know, it's about 0.6 miles, and then you make a right. A woman will pause. The studies show that women would pause and give landmarks. So they would say, all right, hang on a sec. You know, if you go to the McDonald's on the corner and you make a right turn, et cetera. So women are more deliberative. They take a little more time because they think about it. Guys will just come up with answers, whether they know what the actual answer is or not.
Mm-hmm. But that still doesn't answer my question.
But you said about making decisions.
Yeah, like about dinner.
Right.
Like, where do you want to eat tonight? Oh, whatever. And then you go, okay, how about we eat at Chili's? And she's like, you know what? I don't feel like Chili's.
Look,
I don't feel like Chili's tonight.
What about
Chevy's? I don't know about
Chevy's. Most of the women I know aren't quite that indecisive.
Yeah.
They're not.
Where are you meeting this?
Men is a strange thing. It is a San Francisco thing. It's a wherever men is dates thing.
You know?
You know what I like in this? So I tagged some things here. I like that women are better at, because this is a sex show. We got to do this. Women are better at, we're just going to go into this and we'll read mail later because that's how we fly. Women are better at faking attraction.
Yeah. One of the chapters in the book.
Okay. So what does that mean exactly? We're better at faking that we're attracted.
They did a study of speed dating. And they had men and women watch people going on these like really quick dates to see like, do you like someone or don't you like someone in like a few minutes? And the people watching, both men and women, very regularly got wrong whether the woman was into it. And they didn't get wrong whether the guy was into it. Meaning the women were tending to be more polite and they were acting as if they were interested. But then you talk to them afterwards, and they'd be like, no, actually, I wasn't interested at all. And both the women and the men watching were fooled.
Mm-hmm.
By that. And,
right.
And also, but with that said, women, and there's another part of that same chapter, which there's another study that shows that women actually know their partners better than men do. And I guess that's not particularly surprising.
Yeah, but that's more trickery that women do, because check this out, all right? I'm going to blow your mind here.
Right.
Right.
That's why guys can never figure out if a woman likes them or not.
Well, there's actually studies
because
that came out that
they're
not faking it. There's studies that came out that actually men are missing perceptors that actually allow them to decode what women are thinking.
But obviously it's confusing.
It's confusing. But I think a lot of it is too is that men decide in about, I don't know, I think it's about 2 minutes if they're going to sleep with a woman or not.
2 minutes,
and
like 5 seconds.
I know, whatever. I'm being generous.
Yeah.
But women actually take a lot longer than that to decide if they're going to sleep with a man. They're thinking they talk themselves into it. So that could be just part of it, that women just don't decide right away, which is why you're getting mixed messages and the whole why women stay friends with guys who's not so sure.
You know, but this actually is sort of reflective of other stuff in the book, which is, and it goes to your point about decisiveness, which is that women would rather have like time to make a decision and make a smart decision, and guys will just wing it. Guys will just go for whatever it is in the decisions that they make without taking the time. We see it with investors. You know, women, female investors do better than male investors because they want to see the data. They want to see the previous year's returns. And the guys will just be like, I have a feeling, I have a gut on this, et cetera. Mm-hmm. and it leads to less less productive returns.
And another thing that brings up is that's why any woman can get laid, because guys will just go for it, you know, no matter what.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the reason. There may be. I'll defer to Emily on that one.
But then there's something that I found here that just that was written by your book, and it's like, okay, so these are just some of the bullet points that behind the wheel that women are actually better drivers.
Yeah,
they say that women, you assume women are horrible drivers.
And, but this
there's
one,
that assumption,
right? But this one, the insurance companies don't lie. I mean, the bottom line is, on average, men pay 7% more insurance rates than do women. Why? They get in more accidents, more drunk driving, they die more at the wheel. I mean, that this one is, the statistics are entirely clear that women are safer drivers. Than, actually, in Australia, there was a major bus company that petitioned the government to get an exception to their anti-discrimination laws so they could have more women driving buses, so they could literally make that one of the criteria in deciding who drives the buses. They got the exception so they could hire more women because they thought they were better drivers and treating the buses better.
You debunked all these myths too, right?
That's part of
the
point of the
book. But why do we need the
book?
Like, is it kind of like there's no book like why men are better? Like, well, I already feel like we are better.
Well, see, but you know, that's the interesting thing is when I was shopping this book around, a lot of the women, you know, a lot of the people in the publishing industry who decide on books are women. And a lot of the women who I took it to were like, yeah, well, we know this. Who's going to be, you know, who's going to be surprised by a lot of this? And the answer is, you know.
It's ego building, though. They're like, yeah, you know.
But it's sort of like kumbaya, let's all come together. No. Women, we are good.
But you know what?
We can park. They're bad at parkers. Men are better parkers.
Did I tell you that?
Yeah, I read it
book. There's a study that shows that while women are better drivers, men are better parkers.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah.
No, I also want to ask you, okay, then why do men make more money in the workplace then?
That's why we need a book like this, too.
That's an important question. And I think that the answer is in part still vestiges of sexism, and in part because women are more single parents, and as a result, they have full-time jobs taking care of kids. And they can't devote the kind of time.
Yeah, but you know
how
many women that I know that call in sick more than anybody else over guys? Like, seriously.
Well, no, you know what? The studies show that men complain more. When a man has a headache, he's more likely to call it a migraine. When a man has a cold, he's more likely to call it a flu.
Men can't be sick. The studies show men whine more if they still show up to work.
I don't know the answer to the number of sick days.
You need to look into that one because I know.
Okay,
I've been doing my own study.
Another thing is that women are also better at working the room at a cocktail party because
of course,
they
want free drinks.
Shut up, Menace. You're being annoying right now.
No, I'm not.
A little bit.
I
love you.
Debating.
I know.
I'm debating.
It's cute. Okay, women are significantly better at remembering words, faces, and everyday events, according to recent studies.
Yep.
So that's why we're better working active.
No, the memories, again, there's
horrible memory. Like,
really?
I'm notoriously bad.
And there's
memory.
Another recent study that, again, shows that women have better memories.
Then what's my problem?
I don't know. I mean, it's not, you know, people will say to me, you know, like part of the book says women are better world leaders or politicians. And people say, well, you know, what about this person who's like some crappy female political leader? And, you know, the answer is, well, yeah. It's not about anecdotes. It's about trends. You know, it's like some of the studies in here was like a 93 country study that showed that legislatures that have more women are less corrupt. That police forces with more women are less corrupt. You know, that doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to find corrupt female politicians or corrupt female cops. You'll find them.
So how do your guy friends, are they like, dude, why are you writing a book this?
Yeah, a little bit. I get the menace. I get the menace response sometimes. You know,
I'm not knocking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I get a little bit of that. You know, the security guys at GMA, former cops, when one of the chapters is women make better cops. Every time I walk out, they call me a sellout.
Exactly. I mean, it's like.
I mean, I don't think it's hindering them from getting laid. You know,
who?
I just like, no men.
Oh.
That'd be complaining about that.
Yeah.
But is there sort of like a trend right now that like going towards like man hating? Like, well, white men are already feeling like they're sort of
honestly, yeah. I mean, look, I happened to, it was when I started researching the book, like in month three, an article came out in the cover of Harper's, I think, or The Atlantic, saying the end of men. Then Newsweek, after I announced that I was doing a book called Man Down, 2 weeks later, did a whole article called Man Up about what men need to do to compete, et cetera. So, you know, there's definitely, it seems, this trend out there, but a lot of it is focused on like this, the fact that women are doing better in school and in universities, and the fact that, I mean, it's kind of amazing. There's some allegations that literally Ivy League schools are trying to skew the numbers to get more men, like affirmative action, affirmative action to make sure they get enough men going to these Ivy League universities, which is kind of unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
When you think about it.
Well, where are the men going? Straight to the workplace?
Yeah, straight, or they're, you know, they're kind of, there's still this sort of sensibility that a guy slacker is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And so as a result, they're not being forced to sort of study or, and I think that's starting to fade though.
Yeah, because women, when they're younger, from my observation, they love losers. You know, they'll deal with losers.
They're better in bed. The guys who don't have a job and they're slackers are always the ones who are better in bed. But unfortunately, the ones who are more,
that's why girls go sleep around with 1,000 losers and then they wake up and they're older and then they get a guy with a career and then they call it a day.
You'll notice silence on my microphone. Anytime you guys start veering off into the hardcore stuff, you're going to start hearing like radio, quote unquote, radio silence from me.
Okay.
Just saying, but I'm enjoying listening.
Can I read a quote about you though?
Yes, I think.
Okay. This is about Dan, just because we got to get into this here. Because they said, okay, first of all, you were on The View. And the first question that one of the chicks, I don't watch TV, but except for you, of course.
Joy Behar asked the exact same first question.
She said, did you write this book to get laid?
Yeah, to
and
word
you said
for word.
No. And then you said you had a girlfriend or something. And she's fine with it.
Yeah.
No?
Who was fine with it?
You were fine with it? Are your girlfriend's fine? Are you happy with her life?
That my girlfriend was happy that I wrote the book?
Or something like that.
Yeah. That the point was that I was defending myself against the allegation that I needed to write this book.
Dan doesn't need to write a book to get laid because Abrams isn't basing this on his own studies of gorgeous actresses. If I had any unique insight into women, I'd be married. I don't. This is a fun book written from the perspective of a lawyer making a case. A lot of people will be surprised by what we found.
I love Joy, by the way. I think she's a good interviewer.
She's great.
Yeah.
I gotta say that's, you know, I don't get to watch The View and The Talk as much as
Did you do her solo show?
I did that too.
Yeah.
I did
How'd
that
too. How'd that go over? Did she
It was good. She had an anthropologist on with me who, you know, sort of made it sort of took the bigger picture view on women. Because the truth is, look, that I'm not the person who's gonna change the world. I mean, this book is not a world, this is a fun book.
Yeah.
That points out, and I tried to write it with a lot of fun quotes at the beginning of every chapter. And
Do they ask you what you want to accomplish with the book, or is just
Why did you write the book?
You know, again, it wasn't this is
to
not,
accomplish anything. It's
it,
just
no, it was it was because I thought it was really interesting, and I do think that it's important. I think that, you know, but again, I don't want to be too preachy. You know, I want to be careful that it's interesting because when I first wrote the book, I was going to call it The Case for Women. And I decided, because I'm a lawyer and I wanted to keep the legal thing, and I decided that a lot of women would hear that and they'd say, you know what? We don't need you making the case for us.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Like,
thank you.
Like, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Take a look at yourself.
Exactly. We don't need you. Mm-hmm. And so, I think that was the point, is to say, look, I am not, you know, I'm not out there fighting the cause here. I am a guy who I think enables me to stir it up a little bit more.
No, it's a great angle and it's a fun
had written it.
It's a fun.
And it was fun,
right?
It was.
It's
fun.
Like dudes are fun. I think it's like a good gift. Like if your woman's feeling kind of beaten down in a relationship, you can be like, "No, honey, I think you're great," and this book says so, and all the ways that you are great.
What's your favorite part of the book?
You know, I mean, there's the light stuff that I thought was really interesting. I thought the fact that men get hit by lightning so much more than women was kind of amazing.
Why is that?
Because they do riskier stuff. They do, you know, they'll play that extra round of golf when there's a storm coming, or they won't leave the roof when they're fixing the antenna. Even though there's a thunderstorm coming, and women will say, okay, there's a thunderstorm coming and we should probably go inside. Guys just engage in more reckless behavior.
That's your favorite.
That's where, on the serious side, I think that this focus on hedge fund managers and investors.
That's so interesting.
Was to me fascinating.
97% of men, hedge fund managers. None of these looks at me when
are
I can't
you having
say
like a migraine right now?
Having a migraine.
No.
97% are men, but women are the highest performers.
That's right. So the women beat the men by about 3% on average.
Yeah, that's amazing.
In terms of returns, yeah.
Did they say why there's more men that are millionaires? Like if you look at all these dot com startups, it's all men.
Yeah, the tech world. I mean, look, again, engaging in riskier behavior is what men do, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So always.
That allows them to hit the home runs, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking for consistent returns, you go for the woman, which is, you know, the guy as a hedge fund manager are going to be probably the ones who are at the super, super high end, but they're also going to be the ones who totally strike out. Yeah. And so if you want a better batting average, the singles and doubles, you go for the woman.
Makes sense. I've always thought about that, too. And really? You answered my question.
Really? There you go.
Okay, but what about, that's something I don't agree with there. It says that women are better at appreciate a good joke better.
Yeah.
But they're not necessarily funnier.
Right.
And I think men are kind of seen to be funnier, but...
They may be. They may be. I mean, I actually talked to a sort of comedian a couple days ago who has sort of looked into this to some degree, and he is convinced that men probably... There's probably a way to convince people that men are funnier. But look, I wasn't... The interesting thing is I was looking for that, and I found an article that said, researcher proves that men are funnier than women. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll put this in the book as sort of the other side of it. You read the article, and what this guy did is he rode around on a unicycle to see who would make fun of him. And this is in England. And more men made fun of him than women. So he said, oh, so this means men are funnier because they're all like, ha, you know. And then, like, there was this analysis done by this psychologist who said, well, it makes sense because that man on the unicycle is going to be seen as trying to attract mates. And as a result, and as a result, other men are going to view him as a threat. And I'm like, come on. I mean, you know.
Right.
Anyway, so my point is that the article that I found that suggests, Christopher Hitchens wrote a story about how women aren't funny in Vanity Fair, and that's mentioned in the book. But
when
it comes to appreciating...
We're still funny. I'm the funniest.
I think the unicycle thing disproves that men are assholes.
right, and they're willing
to say something.
No, that's right. That's right.
You know?
It's like that men...
They're not as polite.
That's right. That men will do... Men will be the jerks.
Yeah.
And they'll be more obnoxious.
So why are women cooler in your first chapter? Women handle failed relationships better.
Yep.
Why is that?
Because they keep their core group of friends. Once they guys tend to turn to their partner more and they give up their friends. And when there's a breakup, there's more loneliness for guys. And the studies show that women still have their core group of friends to turn to, so they're able to navigate.
All my guy friends don't. I'm the only girl. I'm like the girl that every guy goes to. If the FM friends with a man, they will come to me. But mostly men are like, oh, I haven't told anyone. I haven't talked about it yet. I haven't told anyone we woke up. Like, they don't know how to deal with it.
Right. And so, you know, it's interesting because they actually did a pretty significant study that showed that post breakup, women suffer more depression, men suffer more from substance abuse. But that when it comes to dealing with the downhill slide, that women are able to just cope with it better.
Yeah, I mean, if you follow a woman online when they break up, like, you know, the first thing is, you know, change the status to single. And then they're like, hey, girlfriend, we need to go out and we need to get drunk.
But
and
men
blah,
are doing
blah.
That too.
And they play I Will Survive.
I don't
survive
know, but
and,
yeah, exactly. All that. No, that I don't feel that they do it. It's not as public as, like, women really put it out there like, hey, I'm single now. And this is, you know. I'm happy about this.
Right. We just
and men more just keep it to themselves. I think.
Well, but it also it makes it harder. I mean, you know, if you view a long-term breakup as equally difficult on a man and a woman, and sometimes, you know, man breaks up with someone, sometimes a woman breaks up, the guys just don't have that coping team to help them.
And I feel bad for men all the time because I have so many good guy friends that have gone through things and they literally, I'm the only one that they will talk to about their breakup, about their issues, about what's going on. You guys just don't share it. Like, you went through a whole thing last year you barely talked about.
Yeah,
except
because
for me.
What?
Right, whatever.
I mean,
it's over.
You know, it's over. Then there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah,
then,
but you can feel and talk and express.
I don't know. I just think that's kind of a waste of time.
Drinking more. Yeah, I know exactly.
Drinking more. See, the substance abuse.
Exactly. Yeah.
I just wanted to go party.
Yeah.
Have fun.
I was happy to see when I got your phone call that you were drinking again.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, he's obviously...
Hella wasted.
Yeah.
But anyways, I was drinking that Dan Aykroyd Skol vodka.
What the hell's that?
Out.
I can't
Dan
drink
Aykroyd
vodka.
Has a vodka out, and it's a Skol. It comes in a Skol, and you drink it. It's quite tasty.
Is he a sponsor of this program?
No.
I wish. Oh, sponsors.
that's what I was drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a shout out to our sponsors now that you mentioned that.
Yeah, you should.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. TuneUp Media is awesome. I've been talking about TuneUp Media for a few months. If your iTunes was a disaster like mine, you have all those like track 001s and all the missing artwork and all the stuff, TuneUp Media goes in and it totally sets up your iTunes. And it's amazing. They fix your mislabeled music. It cleanly and intelligently identifies and fills in missing information using acoustic fingerprinting, the same technology that powers the Shazam for the iPhone. So you can try TuneUp for free by downloading TuneUp Lite, or you can get 20% off TuneUp Gold with promo code SEXWITHEMILY. And so many people have emailed me that I was right, that TuneUp really changed their iTunes media life. And it's awesome.
Yeah,
and
it's very cool.
It's very cool. So that's the one sponsor that I'm getting now.
So where's your home base?
New York.
New York?
Yep.
And you feel they're more direct out there. That's what I like.
We always have like an LA, California, New York, like dating in New York and dating in LA. Like, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I was born and raised here, but I feel that guys are a bunch of pussies, you know? And then when I get to the East Coast, or even women are more approachable because they will talk to you. They're more open to you.
The women are more open to talk to you in New York?
In New York City, I mean, in Chicago.
Do you ask women out on dates in New York? Men don't ask women out here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, if you meet a woman, are you like, do you want to go to dinner?
Yeah. What do you mean men don't ask women?
They're like, oh, maybe we can meet up, they'll text you for a month, and they will have a drink with like six of my friends. Exactly.
Yeah. Right? I mean,
this town is very collegiate.
Yeah.
It was like back in college. It's like, yeah, we'll meet at the Hideaway. And
it's sort of pathetic and true. But New York people are like serious daters. Like, they take it seriously. I feel more so.
I mean, if the dating scene in San Francisco
is just saying
let's meet up somewhere, then New York is more. But look, then again, you know, I don't know what the kids are doing these days. You know, because
Do you think that this book taught you something more about women? Did it make you?
It made me appreciate certain areas that I don't think I would have. I mean, it's one of these things, again, getting back to the point you made before, but like you kind of know it, and then you think about it, and you think about why. And then you start thinking, wow, it's kind of consistent in all these areas that women are better and sort of more deliberative and thoughtful in all these different areas. And it sort of makes you think about areas when you, like loan officers, right? Who would think about like the difference between a man and a woman loan officer? But, you know, they did a 10-year study in one country of every single loan in the entire country based on gender, tens of thousands of loans. And the bottom line is the women loan officers were more careful and they were better at sussing it out.
Right.
About who'd be a better risk.
But I think it's great. You said you were on a show recently with an anthropologist.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of this is anthropological, that it goes back to women have just more of the compassion, the compassionate gene, the more like caring, nurturing genes.
Yeah, I mean, look,
it allows them to be more,
absolutely,
to be better in many situations.
Yeah,
like, they're not as reactive, fight or flight like men. So.
Right, and the researchers, it's interesting, in a lot of these studies, the researchers would come to these very hunter-gatherer conclusions. You know, I'm a little reluctant to sort of jump too much on that bandwagon because there is a little something about it which feels kind of sexist and a little bit, you know, makes women out to be just the ones who are, you know, staying at home. But if anything,
it's scientific. Like, it's true.
Yeah, no.
Like,
it may be the case. I'm just saying that because of the sort of more professional areas that I see women excelling in based on the book, you know, I don't think it's necessarily fair to attribute all of it. Because I think a lot of it may be that women are behind the eight ball and they have to work that much harder to succeed in particular areas. And so they end up being better, like in universities. Why are women doing? It's not that they're necessarily inherently smarter. I think they're just studying harder. Why are they studying harder? Well, probably because they have fewer options in the workplace, or probably because they get paid a fraction of what men get paid for the same jobs, and they feel that they have to do more. So I guess I want to give women more credit in that way, rather than just attributing it to this sort of hunter-gatherer genetic explanation.
But a lot of the explanations in the book kind of tie back to the fact that women are more
compassionate. No.
I know what you're saying.
There's no question. But you'll see in the book that I will constantly question every time the lead researcher on a study will say, well, you know, it goes back to the days in hunter-gatherer. And I'll say, maybe. But the bottom line is that women were better than men.
I love it. I mean, because I knew it. I feel like, of course, finally, women are better than men. Yeah.
Did you have any that really stuck out as the oddest finding?
I think the bathroom, the fact that women wash their hands so much more after going to the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah.
Men don't?
I just think that was obvious.
Really?
That men don't.
Well, you know,
watch
you,
as much.
I don't know. You feel that way when you're shaking some guy's hand?
Yeah, guys are dirty, man. Like,
no, you're right. You so what do you guys look in a rush? Like, you don't do it?
No, just like guys don't care as much.
You don't wash your hands?
No, I wash my hands, but I'm just saying I don't think it's surprising.
Well, you know what's interesting?
Men are more dirty.
One study showed that women, that when you put a sign in a bathroom in that says please wash your hands, women will be reminded and wash their hands more. It won't change men's behavior unless you put up a sign that says something like wash it now or eat it later. And then the men will respond. And then they'll actually wash their
hands.
That's
so fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the show like Danger.
Right,
you know?
Right. It's like the dentist, right? Like, you know, you don't go. A lot of guys won't go unless literally your tooth is falling out.
Yeah.
Oh, women are so much more efficient.
Oh, God. No. See, okay, you have ruined many months for me now.
Yeah, so
because now her ego is like up here.
Yeah. And the bad news is that every week there's new studies coming. I have a website called Man Down, and the book is called Man Down. But
we'll plug your website.
But the website is called Man Down News, and it just sort of lays out all the latest and the newest studies.
Yeah.
That are coming.
Anything new?
You know, there's a new study that shows that women are better scuba divers because they're more they follow the rules more.
What?
Scuba diving is like one of these things where you got to like follow really closely. You don't want to end up going too fast, too deep, you know, and the guys don't follow the rules as closely. There was a study that actually didn't make it into the book that women put together IKEA furniture better than men.
No.
That blows my mind.
Because my coworker lives in my building and she's a woman and I'm over there every goddamn day building some kind of shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I had to build her bed. I had to build her.
But here's the thing.
Because she kept on messing it up.
No. Because we need to focus. When women really sit down and they focus on it and they're like, I'm going to do it, they just assume. I think there's a lot of laziness.
We can call her right now.
It did not make it into the book because
it's a lie.
Well, because you know what? It came from like the head of, I think it was Europe in IKEA, who made the statement that they have proof that women are better at putting together IKEA furniture. And we called. Then and the headquarters was in Germany or something. They called and like they couldn't actually send us what the proof was that women put together IKEA furniture better, so it didn't make it into the book.
But you made a lot of really, really good, well, I guess we covered the book. There's a lot of good things into it.
Yeah, no, there are a lot of fun.
And there's like a whole okay, so tell me how we can find you.
How you can find the book?
Like everything.
The most important thing.
Well, Dan's everywhere.
Buy the book. I mean, that's, you know, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever.
There's a digital version?
Yeah, it's a digital version. You know, it's a fun book. It's a great gift book. It is.
See, that's exactly what I was thinking. It's a great gift book because it's inspiring and uplifting, especially if you're a woman and sometimes you might be feeling like life's getting you down and it's been rough. You're like, hey, I am.
But it's also a nice book for a parent to give to a daughter.
Absolutely. Like inspired graduation, Valentine's Day.
You know, for whatever it is. But it shouldn't just be for women. I hope that it's, you know, the guys I've talked to after they make fun of me, and when they actually read the book, they're like, you know what? They agree with the vast majority of the stuff in the book. You know, look, you can debate certain things in the book. I mean, there's no question. There are certain findings in the book that, you know, people would say, oh, well, there are other studies that show X. Or, you know, for example, the chapter on women are better cops, right? I'm basing that on the fact that women diffuse violent situations better as cops.
Right.
And that women are less corrupt. And so, but they would say, well, guys are stronger.
Well, how do you measure better?
Right. They are stronger. Guys are stronger. I would rather a suspect put his hands behind his back and allow someone to cuff him rather than having to beat the crap out of him in order to cuff him.
Right.
But, you know, look, there you can have debates about what's the most important thing. But look, some of the stuff is indisputable.
Now, is this your first book?
It is.
How long did it take you?
You know, it took me probably 4 months, 5 months to put it together. Because, look, you know, the hard work was done by the researchers. I sort of compiled research.
Oh, really? You just delegated? That's awesome.
No, meaning the research. No, oh. I didn't mean researchers for me.
Oh.
I meant the
like,
people
that's
who...
So awesome.
No, I meant the people who did the studies.
Right.
Emily loves delegating.
Yeah.
I'm working on it. No, it's one of my things for 2011,
Is to do more of it yourself?
More delegating.
No, more delegating.
Oh, more delegating.
I've been delegating so much. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's
changed
good.
My life. So you just decided, hey, I've done everything else. I'm going to write a book. I've done so many things. You've been
a
very public media figure for a long time.
And it was, you know,
came from the heart.
It sort of fit. Yeah, it fit with what I'm doing.
And what about your other stuff? You've like your website. Has a whole media empire.
We have seven websites.
He has a media empire. Let's talk about that.
I'm trying to think of which ones would be most relevant to your audience.
It's okay. My audience is everything.
All right. The biggest one is called Mediaite, which is about media and politics. Got a site called Stylite, which is about style and fashion. Geeko System is a tech one. Our newest one's called The Mary Sue. It's a female.
I heard about that. So what is that for?
It's a female geek site.
Okay.
It's like female nerds. And, you know, women actually, going back to the issue of women, a lot of women feel harassed online when they go into like geeky tech sites,
right?
Because the guys are all sort of, you know, sexually harassing them verbally.
Well, that and too, they go, oh, you're not really into it.
Exactly.
So they have to prove themselves.
Exactly.
I have a lot of geeky girlfriends, like they're like super nerds.
Yep. No,
and but they always like constantly have to like, I'm not just a hot chick. I actually like this. You
right.
know?
No, and that's what the Mary Sue's about. It's like a place for geeky,
that's so cool,
female geeks to go. And we have a more male skewing version of that too, called Geeko System. Got a sports site. We've got a site called Gossip Cop, which patrols the gossip sites for all the stuff they get wrong.
Nice, I like
so
that.
So holding them accountable.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, and we're starting a site called Mogulite next month.
Is that all about the moguls?
Yeah, movers and shakers of industry. Yeah.
Danny Abrams, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your book, Man Down.
My pleasure.
It's
it was fun.
So fun.
You know?
Great to see you. Everyone should buy this book. It's great. It is a great gift book.
I think so.
And it's a smart book.
Right.
And it makes everyone feel good all around.
And it's less than $20. So
dude,
it's a hardcover.
What's the best place to get it?
Barnes & Noble, Amazon, any of the places. Or your local bookstore. If they don't have it, demand your man down.
Yeah. Because I will.
I'll do that. Damn it. Okay, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. Thanks for tuning in to Sex with Emily. One of the reasons you're able to listen to us for free is because of the incredible people at Good Vibrations. Good Vibrations is a sex-positive company based in San Francisco with an amazing website. I got my very first vibrator from Good Vibrations, so I hold a soft spot in my heart for them. They have a huge online store at goodvibes.com. You can find literally anything on there, from toys to DVDs to games. Just click on the Good Vibrations banner at sexwithemily.com and enter GV Ship Emily for free shipping. So check it out. You'll help yourself and you'll help keep Sex with Emily free, just like it should be. Thanks for listening. I promise your sex life will improve.